Okay, we do the Maimer Ner Mitzvah, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Nichem Mitzvah Moel Parshas Miketz on page 82. So over there it says Ner Chanukah Mitzvah La Nichem Mitzvah, that the Ner Chanukah, the Mitzvah is you put it on the left side. Kidei Shetei Mezuzah Miyimin V'Ner Chanukah Mitzvah. The Mezuzah should be on the right and the Ner Chanukah on the left, so it's all Mitzvahs. And the Rebbe brings down the order we read yesterday that the person with the talus cotton is in the middle. So you have all the middle side, or you have three coming. But here the Rebbe asks, we have to understand the reason. Why should the Ner Chanukah also not be in the right, just like the mezuzah? Okay, there's a good reason now, we say, to be around and surrounded with mitzvahs, but it almost seems the right-hand side, I mean, explaining over here, but it always seems that right-hand side always has precedent in the Torah. Everything comes, the right side comes first and all the time. So the mitzvah should, just like the mezuzah, is also on the right side. Why should the Ner Chanukah not be on the right side? The Rebbe explains the Nesicha, which is based on the Maimer, is also because the Ner Chanukah has to illuminate the left side a little bit. It's sort of an illumination to light up, so we have to near the left side. But we'll see what the Maimer says. Okay. To understand this, we'll introduce first an explanation in this, the Pasuk, what it says. Koil asher chofetz Hashem osu. That whatever Hashem wanted, He did. So it seems that Hashem's doing comes from the level of wanting. Hashem's chayfetz, then He does. Uksibit var Hashemayim nasu. But then it also says that with the words of Hashem, the heavens were made. Ubasore mamoris nivra ha'ilam. And we know that is withstand saying the world was created. Shohoyu maimer v'dibur. So that means a saying that's a maimer and speech. And it wasn't just created with Hashem's desire and want alone, but it was also dibur. So the idea is, for behold, it's known, that all matters have material and a shape. You have the material of the item, the choymer, and then you have the shape of it. That is, the material is the item as it is in general. Meaning to be the heaven or the earth or the sun or the moon. That's the general, that's the choymer. And the shape, that is the shape and the image in the look and in the space, sheyesh l'chol davar, that each item has, b'dmusi b'tzalmai, in its image and in its form, aleiz oif v'nase, how it's made, k'moi, as for example, hashemayim v'oretz heim kadurim, the heavens and the earth are circular, they're round, u'min oretz l'rekiya chulu, and there's a distance, a space from the earth to the ground, quoting the Gemara chulu. It's a tough kuf, may 500 years. And the fact that the sun and the moon are such galgalim that shine, that light, they're luminaries. Same thing is every item that has been created. Behold, hachoymer nivra b'dvar havaya u'basorim amoris. The material has been created with the dibur of Hashem and Asar Amoris. So it means Shabimaimer Yihioir Nisave Bechina Sa'oir Ma'in Liyesh. That when the saying of let there be light, that brought about into being the level of light from ex nihilo into existence, made it from nothing into something. Bechabimaimer Yirakia. The same thing is when Hashem said, let there be the firmament. So that saying brought in the rakia, the firmament, in the creation from ex nihilo to existence. So it made it from nothing to now to existence. But the way of the shape of the firmament in its image and in its form, hunase bechefetz havaya, that becomes through the level of Hashem's chefetz. That has not descended, that has not come down into a revealed level, whether in speech or saying. So the material is created from dibur, from speech, and the shape, is the tzura, is created from chefetz, from rotzen. Why do we need it to be in such a way that the material is created through Hashem's saying and saying in speech? Why isn't it created everything just through Hashem's desire? Why do we need to have it? Because then there would not be, from Chayfetz, there would not be the revelation from Ayin into Ayesh. Then the world would have been totally subjugated from its existence. The main revelation of the Yesh, how do we get something into a Yesh? That is through the Dibur of Hashem. Kihu tziva v'nivro. For he commanded and they were created. Pirush tziva Meloshim mitzvah samelach. That's from the language instructed from Loshim, the instruction of the king. Ki malchus cho malchus kol elamim. Your kingdom is the kingdom of all worlds, which means Hashem's malchus brings everything of kol elamim. Ein melech b'le'om. The cannot be a king without a people. So melech makes a people over here. The level of malchus makes a yesh. Because the level of Malchus is that it raises and it's removed, that it should only be revealed only in the level of a name alone. That means it's considered to be a very small ha'ara, a small amount, because it's just like a name which is not part of the essence. It's only a Zehu Yahalalu Hashem Hashem Kutziva V'Nivro. This is what we say: praise the name of Hashem, for He has commanded, He has instructed, and it was created. Pirush Gukumay Al Derech Moshul Kuzin Rokum Al Derech Moshul Melech Basar V'Dom. Like, for example, a king of flesh and blood, Shemal Chusoy He Shemoy Levad. What is his kingdom? What does it mean he's a king? It means just his name. Asher nikra al medinosi. So that he is called of the country. This country, he is the king of this country. But he doesn't do anything. There's no direct contact. But it's not in the sense, in the level of dressing up the power that impacts in what is being influenced. And this dressing up the power of the poil in the nifal that is below in the 70 sorry. That's where it comes, the direct effect and the cause and the effect is the 70 sarim sarshul maim sarshul chulu fire shehem mishmorei eifanim. They come from the leftover, from the residue of the eifanim. That's the level of the angels. V'yesh gavoya mal gavoya, and there is higher than top of higher. Shemekablim gamkein. They also receive by means of a cause and effect, a chain and a reaction. It's a chain. Adam Alochim Shim Sichum Nevdolim, until it goes up to the angels who are considered separated intellectuals, meaning on a higher level. Sheheim Pnei Ari Pnei Sher Shem Merkava, which is the face of the lion, the face of the ox, which is in the Merkava, in the chariot, in Yechesk. Avol Hachayis Shel So that means that that chayis, which comes from the malachim, that's a measure that goes down from level to level in a level of yilav olol, in a chain reaction, evolution. Aval chayis of pnei shor pnei ariyeh, but the chayis of the pnei shor pnei ariyeh, hu yesh me'ayin mamash. Over there, it creates something from nothing. There is no, it doesn't come down step by step, but it's here from nothing. Dahainu chapshoch ha chayis asher lohem. That is, that energy, that vitality, that extends to them, who b'b'chinas ayin b'ha'or ba'alma, that's only in a level of ayin, and just a shine, shem b'chinas shem b'l'bad, because it's only a shem, u'mezan nasi gilu ayesh, and that reveals, from this becomes, the revelation of the yesh. Achtachlis b'ris yesh mi'ayin hu, but what is the goal, what is the purpose of creating yesh mi'ayin? Is Ugdeliyas Hayesh Batlay. That is to have this yesh subjugated to the ayin. Venigla kvaidabai lamato kumay lamaylo, so that the glory of Hashem should be revealed below, just as it is above, that it should be bottled to the Eibishter. Ukumoy Shiyel Osid Love, as is going to be in the future to come. Ki ayin bi ayin yiru chulu, that eye to eye they will see, people will see godliness. So the thing is, our job is to reveal our godliness in this world, make the yesh into ayin, to recognize Hashem. V'zeu tolui ba'avedeseinu kol yomeinu. This is hinges upon our service. How do we bring down Hashem, make Hashem revealed in the world? That's through our work. Hayom la'asoyis Yisrael yesh l'mchelek l'olam haba. We all have a portion of the world to come, which means we all have to do the work. So each one needs to draw down in his portion this revelation, is bitl hayesh, to be the subjugation of the yesh. And how do we do that? And that comes because of the reflection and the greatness of the blessed Einsof. You are before the world creates and after the world creates, without any change. For I, Hashem, have not changed. Because the world does not block before Hashem. Because like darkness is like light. That the hell and behester is only to our eyes of flesh. To Hashem, it's all like nothing considered. And above and below is equal before him. He is found below just as he's found above. So also the level of the yesh is subjugated to him. That Hashem is great and our master from all elikim. Okay, so we're doing in the Maimer of Miketz, the Maimer Ner Chanukah, this is the second part, Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Nicho. We're up to here on Mem Aleph Kolam Dal, from the bottom of the page, almost to the end of the page. Mine that starts with the word Elov Yisbarach, Vizehu, the second part we're learning here, Vizehu. Line that starts with the word Elov Yisbarach, Elov Yisbarach, Elov Yisbarach, Vizehu, right? Vizehu. And this is the meaning, Ki Godel Hashem Vadeinenu Mikol Elikim. He says that Hashem is great and our master of all Elikim. What does it mean of all Elikim? Upirish Mikol Elikim. What does it mean, Kol Elikim? Heim Kuf Chav Tzirufe Elikim. Those are the 120 combination of the word Elikim. Elikim consists of five letters. If you have five letters, you could make 120 combinations, set it up in different ways. And there, hamalimim umastidim oir havaya ugudushosei. They block and they hide the level of the oir of Hashem. And ugudushosei libilti yizgala oirin sov baruchu. So that the blessed light of the Ein Sof shall not be revealed. Kemoshu as is, So that the world should not become nullified from its existence. But rather the world should be appear as a entity and something independent, something separate by itself. But we're saying here, God del Havaya mikol elikim, that Havaya is greater than elikim, which means Avaleir Havaya ugodul al kulam umoishal al kulam. But the Eir Hashem is really greater than everything, and it dominates over everything. Liz hayesh batul, so the yesh to be batul. B'zehu ki ani yodaiti. This is the words of Yisra. What does it mean? The Pasukim we say, Kigod Lashem by the name of Kol Kim. So Yaakov, Yisra says, Ani Yodaiti. So he says, Ani, in this case, Zuknes is Yisra. Ani Yodaiti. Meaning, I know. I know means the Jewish people, Knesset is Yisrael. The Gavim, they know Kigod Lashem, that Hashem is greater. Avol ha'akum ha'imdim. But the Akum, they say, Ozov Hashem es Oretz. They say Hashem has left the earth. In other words, the world runs by itself without Hashem. Upare Omar lo yodaiti es Havaya. Pare says, I don't know Havaya chulu. Lachay nemer bi Yisra, Akashin is Gayer. And that's why by Yisra, after he converted, and now he becomes again, so now he becomes Pare Knes Yisro. Now he says, Ati yodaiti. Now I know ki God l'habayichud v'haynu. End of the parenthesis. V'haynu l'fisha kol asher chofetz havaye nimshach v'oso gam b'shomayim uvoros. Because in addition to the hell and behest in which the world makes it into a separate entity, there is the idea kol asher chofetz havaye also. So that also has been extended and is done. Also, gam b'shamayim uvaretz. Like we said before, that the chomer comes from dibur, from maimer, and the tzura, the shape, comes from the level of rotzim, chayfetz. Shekulam yeshlam tziru tmuna mibchinas chayfetz rotzim habaya. They all have a shape and an image from the level of Chavetz Havaya, that did not come revealed with Dibru Maimer, Shua Poyla Yeshus, which is the impact, the being, making it into an existence. Zehu Inyan Shit of Midas Harachamim. This is also the idea that Hashem added, combined also the level of Midas HaRachamim to the Midas HaDin. Shebuchol Ma'aseh Bereishis K'siv. In all of the Ma'aseh Bereishis it's written by Yomer Elikim. So it's always Elikim, the Hello. V'achakak Shidu Midas HaRachamim, and later on he added K'siv B'yom Asoy Savay Elikim. So over there it's, now it says Hashem Elikim that it was Mirosh Ein El Miskayim. So the world cannot exist, so he added Midas HaRachamim. But it means in this case, the Shem Havaya was added, that's the Chayfetz Havaya. Zohu, Lomo Yemru HaGoyim, and this is, why shall the Goyim say, the Pasuk says, Aye no Elikeim, that Elikeim is Aye. Shebuchinas Elikus, who bebuchinas Aye. Why should they say, where is their God? Or Aye means he's not there. Aye, the Hainu Bechinas is Talkus. Why are they saying that? If you show Ibrim, Ozov Havaye Soretz. Havaye left the earth. Ve'ena El Mesnai Ela Bechinas Elikim. And the world is only conducted in a level of Elikim. Shehei Shom Hatzimtzum Vahistalkus. Shehu Shem Hatzimtzum Vahistalkus. Name Elikim represents the name of contraction and removal. Liyasoylem Yeshudov Nifrit. So that the world receives, comes into being and a separate entity, something different. Avo Be'emes. But in truth, the chevetz avaya made it. There's still the chevetz avaya is in the world. Everything has a tzir and has a god Hashem in the world. This concept, the whole song of before it talks of. It says Hayom Rav Ayonis. We see Rav Ayonis. Ha'evchi Hatzur. Shemisaper Bishvach Milas Shem Havaya, because that relates the praise of the advantage of the name of Havaya Hamoishal Al Shem Elikim that dominates the Shem Elikim Umeshana Teva, and it changes nature. So it shows to you the pasuk that Hashem is dominating the world and not the Elikim, the name of Hashem higher than Tzimtzum, and that's why Shadav Metzura Chalomish. That from a flint stone, a stone, a tzur, which is a chalomish, shuhu, mi yisoida eish, which is from the element of fire. That's why when you get fire out of that stone, from there he'll bring you out water. V'haynu lifi, this is Shem Elikim, shuhu atzimtzum, umayli, li yis b'chines yesh al piyateva, because Shem Elikim is the contracting power. And the height, so that everything is going to be in a level of yesh. Apiyateva amutva b'chol dover, based on the nature which has been in every item set into every item. If he has good chenosi, according to its chemistry, according to its characteristic, who bought the legabe shem avaya, that is subjugated towards name avaya. Hamoshel Olaf, which dominates over him, Shu Inyan Gilu Eden Sof Baruch Hu. How does it dominate? Because it reveals the Eden Sof. Because it doesn't let nature only be nature. He breaks, takes over the nature, and he brings you water from a rock. So this is the Shem Abaya, the revelation of the Eden Sof Baruch Hu Shekishmoy Kenhu, and that's name is Eden Sof, which is infinite, is not limited. Velochein Gam Hayom Rav Ayonis. So also the see that it so ran away, it split. Why? It's because the Shem Havaya overrides the Shem Elikim, and therefore it does the Chayfetz what comes from Havaya. Hine kashis boinen v'yaskil kol zehodom. When a person will reflect and understand all this that we're saying now, the person will understand this. Azai tichle v'tichsev nafshe libot leilu yisbarach. So the person would yearn and desire his soul, libot leilu yisbarach, to become subjugated to him, blessed. Achetachpetz liyispashet mitanugei oilam hazan, until it will desire to undress of the delights of this world, ulhapech libe legamri, and to totally turn his heart around, uladavkeboy, and to cleave to Hashem, ukomishikosu mi liba shamayim, who's there in the heavens, meaning he needs the gashmis. In the Zohar, it says, "Mandalei toy mediru lemiska." A person who doesn't taste the bitterness when it becomes sweet, umhapich hashechel unhoida, or turning the darkness to light, less lechul kabo. He doesn't have a portion that comes. Shetzorich lapich tamidir lemisku, because we need to turn around the bitterness to sweet, the taste of bitter to sweet. So, what does it mean? Umeriru heim tayves olam haza. Bitterness represents the desires of this world, the tanugim and the pleasures, the mashpim, heicholis haklipis, which are flowed, come from the rooms of the klipis. That's where all the tayvus, all the gashmis, the tayvus come from. She'ein loch davar lamato, for we don't. There's no matter below. She'ein lo heichol lemayla kenegdoi, which doesn't have a corresponding heichol above. From which the result of that matter and its flow comes from. So whatever we have in this world, it comes from a higher from flow. And all the delights of this world, even light things, even somebody who is making his hair nice. Says by Yosef, he was misalsel b'sari. That's why he got himself in trouble over there. So in achayis ahu, that vitality nimshich mecholos atumah, that comes from the rooms from the places of Tumah. V'lachein nenash Yosef b'shiftei b'beis ha'asurim yud beis shana. That's why he was punished sitting in the beis ha'asurim for 12 years. Al shohayol misalsel b'sarei, because he was making his hair. K'disa b'gemor ha'aposik. V'hi Yosef yifei toir v'yad v'fei mare. So immediately after it says Yosef was good looking and good appearance, so immediately she saw his, she raised her eyes. So we see that this is the connection. That's why it's a punishment. So you see that that comes not from the proper, even such something like that comes from the clippers. And you have to turn your heart around so that you can feel the sweetness. The taste, and you will see that Hashem is sweet. Instead of misalz misaydei, good, but Hashem is good. Ostis aneg alavaya, as the pasuk says, then you will delight over avaya. Zo yin akarbonis, zo da diva karbonis, nepa chelef v'nefesh behema, with the fat of the animal soul, v'oilu nichlo v'eshel l'maylo, and that went up, and it was included in the fire above, v'ashatechel ala mezbeach, that was consumed on the mezbeach, lis ishadech m'chilch l'Hashem, to become a fire of pleasantness to Hashem. And likewise, just like the carbon took up physical behema, and it turned the fats into a reichen chel Hashem, so also the tefillah shumbak makarbon is lahalif nafshu be'eshel l'maylo, to get his soul excited with the fire of above, l'sana galavaya, and to delight over avay. What is the idea of darkness turning into light? That the physical darkness of this world, Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz, when you take the act of heavens and earth, Shenidim Liyesh V'Dover Gashmi, that appear to be a yesh and a physical matter, so we take this, Yisapik L'Nahayra, that you should turn into light, which means Liyis Ba'Gilei Nesov Baruch Hu, to make a revelation of the blessed light of Nesov, Liyis Yesh Batal Le'elov Yisbaruch, so that the subjugated matter, that it should be subjugated to Hashem, blessed, and that Hashem's glory should be revealed below as it's above. Through the level of tasting it from bitterness to sweetness, which is from below to above. In other words, you're taking the lower and you're elevating it. To turn his heart and the desires of this world, Ludovka Beis Baruch, to cleave to him, blessed, but Shukhulit Samoin, with yearning and thirst, Kulu, Yoyro, Ravaya, Milmai, Lamata, that will bring also the shine from Hashem from above to the law, Bemokam, Achish, Shalom, Haze, in the place of darkness, this world, so that this world shall no longer, shall not block God's light and his holiness. V'zehu Gamkin, Inyan, Ner Mitzvah, V'Toyra, Oyr, there's also Ner Mitzvah, Toyra, Oyr, Ner Mitzvah, Ibchinas, Hallo mil matl mil ner mitzvah, that's the elevation from below to above. But the oyri bchinas hamshach mil matl matl, that comes from above to below. But they bchinas ner mitzvah through the ner mitzvah by the Torah. The life of the mitzvah you bring the Torah. So it starts with matl matl, mil matl mil, and then we get mil matl matl. What's up? Okay, we're doing the Maimer Mekates ner Chanukah mitzvah lahanicha. We're doing the third part now on Amud Mem Beis, column Aleph, Ubiur Hadover. Yeah. Be your hadavar, and to explain this matter, hine tzorich lohovin inyan eis yeis mahe. We have to understand the idea, the concept of letters. What are these letters? We're talking about bidvar havayi shemayim nasu, with the words of Hashem, which words are made up of letters. So what is the idea of these letters? Kehine eis yeis nechlokim. The letters are divided when you express them through the five exits of the mouth. There's five different ways they come out of the mouth. That's how you get a different letter. You have Aleph, Hey, Ches, Ayin, Acha, Ismehagorin, that's from the throat, Chulu, etc. So you have the different letters coming from different parts of the throat. Vihine. And behold, ein hamitzos klei hamifta doimim likiner shu klei hanigel. These exits are not these exits of the expressions, the way you come out of your throat through the different parts of your mouth. It's not the same
as, for example, by a harp, shu kli hanigun, which is an instrument of song, shabinagin hamanagin alav moitzikoil. So over there, when the player plays on it, it will give you a voice, moitzikoil. Shakoilahu ba mitnu sakiner. That voice comes from the movement of the heart. That brings out the voice. As opposed to the letters, they don't come because of the movement of the vessels of expression, which are the five eggs of the mouth. For these letters come out by themselves, on their own, they come out, the movement of these letters. There is no preparation, there is no intent, a direct intent, but the person to give to the lotion of dat lana sa, which is, those are all from the tongue, dalad, ta, tes, lamed, nun, sof, oyasvasayim, or for the lips, loisius, bumf, ba, beis, vom, mem, pei, that comes to the book. So there's no specific thing, oh, now I'm going to say the letter beis. El adrab, but on the contrary, haoisius, manius, asaloshin, it's the letters that move the language, leoisius, that la nas, that will, the tongue, those come to the tongue, they will make the letters of that la nas, dal dal tes lam nun sof, basusim leoisius bump, that will make it the base of man pace, that will be caused, they will move it. Leoisius sad atzmam, and the oisius on their own are mushureshes benefesh atzmo, they come from this soul itself. So the letters are inside you, and they come through, that's how they get the shape over here. The soul is which expresses them from hidden to the open. First with the letters of thought, and then with the letters of speech. So there's a refined letter in the thought, and then the speech. That the man who became into a living soul, means a spirit that talks. The level of oisius or the level of chayo. For the person's soul, there is nefesh ruach neshama chayo four. There's the fifth one. Yechid doesn't say it yet. Nefesh ubechinas oisius machshava udibur. Nefesh is the level of machshava and dibur. The letters machshava dibur. The ruach who hevel halev, and the ruach, that's the ear of the heart, shehu koil, which is a voice. Kol meish ruach umayim, which is included from fire, wind, and water. Kinoida uneshama, and neshama ubechinas asogas aseichel. That's the grasp of the seichel, as the pasuk says, "Uvin nishmas shadai tivine." And the chaya, so the chaya is hibichinas. So now we have nefesh ruach neshama, neshama seichel, hibichinas chokma. The little chodainu moker a chokma shalabayim ben asogim. That is the root of the chokma, which is higher than understanding, than grasping. V'shamu sheirish oisius. Over there, saying what nefesh nefesh chaya, the level of chaya is where the root of the letters are. Elo shekavon bepeh, but you set them in the mouth. V'loy sheborum sham bepeh, but it's not that they were created over there by the mouth. The mouth doesn't create them. Kibriyosum v'savusum b'shor sham, because their creation and their bringing into being in the root. Hulemaylo, that's above b'mchinas chaya, in the love of chayim shom nimshchu v'nechneklu v'nischalku l'chobeis oisius. From there they extended and they were divided into 22 letters. The daberbom ish ish v'ish kilsheni, to speak of them every person in his language. Uvezeh yuvon inyan maimarazal, And now we can understand the saying of our statements of blessed memory. Shematat, angel matat, kosher kisorim lekoinoi, he is tying crowns to his master, to Hashem mitzvileseim shel Yisrael, from the prayers of Israel. Kine malochim mailem atfilo, is the angels, they bring up the prayers, lefi shedibro odom hu gashmi, for the speech of the human is physical. Vamalochim hem ruchni, and they are spiritual. Shadibur shalahem mukum emachshov shalonu, their speech is just like our thought. Vayidei hamalach hamakabel atfila, through the malach that receives the prayer, mizdachechas atfilas megash misleruchnis, the prayer is refined from physical to spiritual. Vayidei hamalach ahu, through that malach. So the malach makes it, turns it into spiritual. Vayahine gavoya magavoya, one higher than the other. Ad oylam ha'elyoin, until the upper world. Shaboy Mishkan Matat, where is the resting place Matat? Vukosh Ksarim Shalomaila Minarosh, and he ties these crowns that are higher than the head. By this, Mamshich Oishis Chadoshim, and that way he brings down new letters. Hine Hatfilo Hibakoshes Yirotzin, the prayers that are asked, that they be the will, Shisav Bechinis Rotzin, that there should be a creation of level Rotzin. Shekhmei Shekhvar Nimshach Rotzin Olim Bechokhma. Just as it has already been extended, the Rotzon in Chokhma, Hina Chokhma Mechayeves es Api HaToyra, that means the Chokhma would obligate, based on the Toyra, and Yisurim B'loy Oven, that if you have pains, it's because there's a sin over there. Sha'oven Goyim Yisurim Chadosh Olam, sin causes pain. Abla the Tfilah, but when we do prayer, Yirotzin Nimshach Rotzin Elyon. Over there, we bring down an upper level, Shalemayim Mechinas Chokma, which is higher than Chokma, Veshomu Rachma Pshutim. Over there, it's simple mercy. Verabu Pshayach Chulu. Over there, it doesn't affect him. All right, well, let's continue the Maimon Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Nicham. This is, the fourth part on the Membeis column Beis.
Membeis column Beis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. V'zehu Shomer Razal, line that starts with Chochma. V'zehu Shomer Razal, you have it?
Yes.
Okay. V'zehu Shomer Razal, and this is what our sages tell us. Ki Yishi Yisrael Eimrim Yehei Shmoy Hagadol Mevarei Chulu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaneya Bereishi. That when the Yidden say, let his great name be blessed, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes with his head. What does that mean? Pirush, Sheminaneya Umamshich Beroishoi, when he moves and he extends with his head, Hurotzin Elyon Baruch Hu. That is the level of the supreme will, the Rotzin Elyon, blessed be he. Ki Oisoi Mevakshim, because that is what we're asking, Yehei Shmoi HaGodol Mevoidach, that the Shmoy HaGodol should be Mevoidach, which means Shei Boruch V'Nimshach Shmoy HaGodol, that his great name should be blessed, mean to extend. Shalemayla Mebchinas Nishtal Shulus, which is higher than Nishtal Shulus, Shu Godol Umhulom Yoid, which who is great and very praised. V'Amshachas Rotzin Elyon Hazeh, how are you bringing down? How do we get this Rotzin Elyon to be brought down? Hu Ayidei HaLos Oisis Atfila L'Shorshon, is through bringing up the letters of prayers to their root, Mekoyrim, and their source. Kesra Elyon Ayidei Matat, through Matat, we said before, the Malachim, they take the words, Koshir Ksorim L'Koinoi, that he brings up the words of the davening. V'hainu, and the reason is, L'fi sheshoyre sheoys yoys, he bekeser ha'elyoin, l'mayla mechinas chochmo mechin, it's because the root of the letters are in the supreme keser, which is higher than level chochmo mechin. Elo shereish yisagilui, where is the first place that it comes out revealed? Ibe chochmo. It's impossible to understand and to grasp any item that is intellect only through the letters. Avloisius Atzmon, Einam Bechinan Seichel, they are not Seichel. She Efshir LeSeichel HaMusag LaHasig Inyan Mehus Atzmoisom HaYisiv Atzmoisom. The intellect cannot grasp the essence of these letters, what they are. That's not Shein Levush HaSeichel, but they are a garment for the Seichel. Levush HaZeh Hu Mebchinas Chitzonius Elyon, that is from the level of Chitzonius of Elyon, she yored v'nispashet lamata, that has descended and expanded below, lahalbish es haseichel, to dress up the intellect. Umsham yoredoi, and from there, later on, it goes down more, li yis machshava udibur, to become yis machshava udibur. So even the level of chokhma is the gilui, everything comes to oisius, you can't have chokhma without oisius. But they're not, the chokhma doesn't, the oisius don't come from chokhma, the oisius are rooted in keser elyon. And it goes through, and they dress up the chokhma, and then later on, it dresses up machshava dibur maisa. Behine, and behold, ha'toyron nislapsho ba'oisius gamkein al derech zeh. The Torah also dressed up in the letters, also similar to this. Ha'oisius ha'toyron shorshon. The letters of the Torah are rooted much higher than the level of Torah. The Eiraisa Mechokhma Nafkas. The Torah comes from Chokhma. The Eiraisa Shosh Lamailam Mechinas Keser. So the Chokhma, the Torah that we understand, that comes from the level of Chokhma. And the letters come from the level of Keser. The Oisius Meloshin Oso. Oisius comes from the language of Cain. Shu Loshin Hamshocha. Gosh Hamshocha. Shu Oisius Haim Hamshochis. The Oisius are the Hamshocha Shabahen Val Yodom. Nimshach Li is a Torah that in them and through them becomes the Torah. That the letters extend, and with them and through them, the Torah comes down through the letters. But in the end, the idea is kineksiv, as the pasuk says, kasher yoimar mashal hakadmoni, as the earlier parable says, mashal hakadmoni, what Torah? The Torah is called nikrad b'shem mashal hakadmoni. It's called the earlier mashal, the mashal hakadmoni. Why? And understanding this matter, the explanation this matter of that matter is the example lahamshil as a nimshul, that's to give a demonstrate this nimshul ba'ifun sheyuvan mitoich hamoshul, in a way that it should be understood from the moshul. So v'arei hamoshul hu inyan achar she'ene mehus hanimshul. But the mashal is a separate matter, which is not the essence of the nimshal. Ela shehan nimshal muvan mitoichei. But what we're trying to learn is understood from it. Ayidei shedoyma loy bitzadma. He has certain similarity. So you give an example, and we understand the other example from this, from one example from the mashal, from the parable, which has some sort of mutual idea, and we understand the other idea also. Zehu shenemar shkos ubiyad anvim adam, and in the hand of the prophets I will be compared. B'chazal himshilu, so it's also like a moshul. The nevim, the anvim, the moshul. It's like adam. It's a similarity. B'chazal himshilu mara hanavua, our sages, they gave a parable, they said that the vision of prophecy is las paklaria, it's like a magnifying. Shekemoisha roim bas paklaria. I'm wondering if what that's Beklaria is what? Is a magnifying or a mirror because he says like this, Shekamoy Sheroim Bas Beklaria. Just like when you look in Aspaklaria, Agam Shinir is Dumus Atsura. Even though we see it in its image and its shape, actually, it's not mamish the body of the tzura. It's only its image and its picture. So I'm not sure. Usually, we touch the spaklaria. So there is a spaklaria mira, a lot that shines, doesn't shine, but you start a spaklaria, meaning like a magnifying glass. Mm-hmm. But he says here we don't see the thing itself. Maybe a spaklaria means also through a image like a mirror. We see that through, because he's saying you don't see the actual shape in the image. He called hasogas hanivroim belakusi yisbarich, because all the grasping of the neviim in godliness, angel b'chinas d'mus v'dimyon, it's only in an image, it's only a similarity. V'hainu k'moy b'chinas moshul, shemimenu v'nifshul. It's like in the level, like from a moshul, from a parable from which we understand the nimshul. Avo b'elakusi yizbarech mamesh. But actually in elakus, in godliness itself, in the blessed elakus, k'siv ki lo yirani chulu. That a person, you know, you can't see Hashem k'moshu omer razal. Azage tells. So what they say is they see an image, they see an imaginary, but they don't see Hashem himself. Zahu should Amar Kosu Bishloimai, and this is what it's written by Shloim, it says, by Dabir Shloish Zalofim Moshul. I'll call Dabir Medivri Torah. That he spoke 3,000 parables on every item in the Divri Torah. The Hainu Shomar, I'll call Dabir Medivri Torah. So that he said on every item from the words of the Torah, he said the spiritual matter, k'moy mitzvos korbanos min habehema. For example, the mitzvah, the korbanos from the behema, u'makrivim chele v'dam. You bring the fats, the blood, like mezbeach, the koyin, through a koyin, big the kahuna, with the garments of kahuna, v'yoyimid, inyin ha-kabonis beruchnis. And he was able to say this whole physical act of the kabonis, how it's spiritually. Umao nikra chele v'dam beruchnis, what is considered to be the fat and the blood on a spiritual level? Umao koyin, umao big the kahuna, what is the level of koyin, what is the level of big the kahuna, what is the garments of the kahuna? Vine gavoya amal, gavoya kama madregis ruchnis, Zula Maila Mizu. One is higher spiritual level, one higher the other one. Behisik Shlema Bechachmasai, Shloishis Alofim Moshul. He was able to understand 3,000 Moshul. Dainu Shloishis Alof Madrega Zula Maila Mizu. He understood 3,000 levels, one higher than the other. Bekulon Einon Rak Bechinas Moshul Gabel Chikus Bechinas Alakus Mamish. And they're only but an example, Legabe, relative to the level of Lakus Mamash Ashayra Mislavish Bitoyra, which rests and rests up in Torah. Vihine Shloima Lohisik El Shloishis Elofim Moshul. Shloima did not understand but 3,000 Moshul. Abba Emes Kahu Adroim Hamailas Lein Ketz. So it is with all the highest levels Lein Ketz Shekulam. They are all but merely a moshul for the Eibishter, for the Kadmon Shalom. Dainu Eirin Sobaruchu Mamesh Shel Mailo Mailo Mibchinas V'Gedra Hishtal Shalus, which is the level of the blessedness of Mamesh, which is higher from the boundaries of Hishtal Shalus. Lei Mibchinas Memalei V'Lei Mibchinas. Not in a level of surrounds, not in a level that it fills, not a level that surrounds the world. Nimshacha Mishom, The Torah comes from the Adi Bechinas Oisiz Hamshachas. Through the level of Hamshachas, it comes down from a much higher place. Vazeh Amru Razal, this is where the sages tell us, David HaMelech, Olav HaSholem, David HaMelech Shol HaMechabed Torah Shol Mayel BaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he would connect the above Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hainu, Sheim Shich Oisiz HaTorah Meirus HaBaruch Hu Mamash, that he drew down the level from the level of the level of the Torah mamish from the Ein Sof. Vazeh Nemar Ashiyase Oiso Ha'odim. So Pashit, it means that the person should do them, but also it means that the person should make them. What does it mean that the person, how does he make them? Lasis Oisom, that means to make them. Shasiyas HaTorah De'odim, the Yid makes the Torah, because the Yid is mamshich in the Torah from the level of Oisiyas, like David HaMelech, we said, and from the highest level into the Torah. Ukumayim Razal, as our sages tell us, Maile ani aleichem ki lo asuni, I counted as you, as if you made me. Zohu v'toyra oyer, this is toyra oyer, sha toyra me'ira oyer in sof baruch ha'mamish. Toyra oyer means that the Torah shines, the blessed like the Ein Sof. Ach ein oyer ha toyra oyer l'b'shem oyer, the light of Torah cannot be called Oyer only through the Ner of Mitzvah. The Ner of Mitzvah is Mamshich, reaches up back through the Mitzvah, then it's Mamshich to the upper levels into the Ein Sof. So that then when it comes to Torah, you bring down the level of Eishes Torah, that the Torah becomes the level of Oyer. Then it becomes the level of Oyer. And the idea is, I want to be Shaharas Oir Haneir Hu Al Yidei Sheyesh Avir Soviv Oir, that the way the light, the candle shines, is Al Yidei Sheyesh Avir Soviv Oir, is by having ear around the light. Mashenkin Beloy Avir, if you don't have ear, it's going to extinguish, not going to light. It needs oxygen. The ear needs the oxygen. He calls it ear of ear. But you're not allowed to cover a lamp on Shabbos with a vessel. But it shouldn't extinguish. Because when you cover up with the keli, you're preventing the ear. Give me a tissue, Shmuley. That the avir causes that there should be the light should shine. Avir also has the letters of light yud. Sha'avir hu mokir oir. The avir is the source of light. Tayud shebehelem oisyes avir hu helem hoir. That yud in the letter of Avir is the high hitting of the oir. Uboy val yod the nimshah v'yetz oir mehalem elagilu, and in it and through it, the light extends mehalem elagilu. V'haynu k'may b'chinas oisyus shalomaylo mehatoyrim. That's like the level of letters that are higher from Torah. V'shom hu shoyre shemokar ha-mitzvus, and over there is the root and the source of the mitzvus. Which are rooted in the Ratzon Elyon, blessed be Shalomaylo Ma'achochma, which is high Chochma Bechinas, the Eraisa Mechochma Nafkes, that level that the Torah comes from Chochma. Velochein, and therefore, Basi is a mitzvah, when you're doing the mitzvahs, Shehem Bechinas Halo Milmato Lemaylo, which are on the level of that we bring up from below to above, the Mekodom, Mishorshon Bechinas Avir, to their source in the level of Avir. Oir Yud, Goyim Lohoir Oir HaTorah, that causes that there should be the shine of the HaTorah. Kikol HaMitzvah Nikrim Shem Tzedakah. All mitzvahs are called in the name of Tzedakah, Kamishon Kosu, Tzedakah Tiyelonu. That this will be a tzedakah for us, kinnish malasas kol mitzvah, is that we're going to do this mitzvah, chulut tzedakah ledalim v'yoinim, and when you give charity to the poor, yamshocha v'ashpoh, that means that's a flow that you give l'hakis ruch shfolim, to vitalize the spirit of those fallen, you give them tzedakah, to give them to help them. V'kach merun l'mayla, b'chines hamshochas, And so we arouse above. To revive the spirit of the humble, the kamekula kloachoshev. Pharaoh no Hashem, everything is like nothing. Everybody is called low and poor next to Hashem. I'm shachas nashpoes in heinoy da Torah, and I'm shachas nashpoes are the light of Torah. Erev shafa hakol achad. Everything is old. Zeh shom razal kol emre endi la Torah. One says I only have Torah. I feel the Torah ain't low. Like Torah kli Torah mils chasodim. Keep like mils chasodim zudoko. Because if you don't have tzedakah, you're not going to sell him. Ain't that Torah merely? You don't have the shine of Torah. So I feel the Torah ain't. He doesn't have Torah. If you just ain't that Torah shayeches umisyaches elav, then it doesn't connect to him. The Torah ain't loy. Like a Torah can say so now. Torah is level of voice. So am shikruch vayisruach. Meaning, this is the meaning of am shikruch vayisruach. Pirush ruach haynu b'chinas avir anal. Ruach da'ad da'avir. Mitchila am shikruch makar b'chinas oishis. And then it brings down to the blessed level of the We're up to the last part of the Maimer. We're up to on page 84. The last piece over here, the two pieces, the right hand column. Says Ubezeh Yuvon Inyan Mezuzah Mimin V'Nerchanika V'Smal. This will give us our understanding, and what we say here that the mezuzah is on the right and the Nerchanika is on the left. Ki mezuzah hi b'chinas ha'alo mimata l'maylo ki b'chinas ha'mitzvos, because mezuzah is the level that brings up from below to above, just like the level of mitzvahs. What is the mezuzah? You write the Shema b'mishmoya. Shekosuv shom echod v'ahavto b'chol levavcho b'chol avcho b'chol meidecho b'chines aloh. This is written echod and the v'ahavto all b'chol levavcho b'chol meidecho, which is all a level of elevation. And you set it at the entrance of the house. Lahalva says habayis v'chol hashabay, to elevate the house and everything that's in it. Kol ruchushi v'kinyone, everything that you own. B'chol hateva is all the boxes, meaning everything, all the drawers, all the. Maybe basically it's another expression within the house, the tevis. Liyus b'telim, la'abed savaye b'chol mo'idecho, b'chol me'necho, which is b'chol me'necho. So that they should be subjugated to everything you own, to the love of Hashem, which is b'chol mo'idecho, b'chol me'necho, with all your money. B'lachein koivim ha'mezuzah b'yimin. And that's why we said we place the mezuzah on the right side. Ki v'yiminei t'chabkeni, because his right hand will hug me. So what does it mean? Ka'odom achoybek es chaveiro, it's when like a person who hugs his friend, shemekarve itzla, that you bring him close to you, the right hand, that draws you near. You hug the person. Kach Nimshach yamin makareves lahalis elav yizbarech. So likewise, Hashem's right hand, which draws close to elevate, kolabal korav elav yizbarech. Anybody who wants to become close to Hashem, so that's like the elevation, bringing you up. Avol ner chanuka, the light of chanuka who hamshachas el hatoyder, that's drawing down the light of Torah. Because what they wanted to do is make you forget your Torah. That's why the Ner Chanukah is from the smoil from the left. Why? It's a right hand from Hashem, so to speak. There is this fiery law for them. The Torah has been equated to fire, as known. ובפרט, and mainly שעיקר מצווה נר חנקה, the main mitzvah נר חנקה is להויר בחוץ ברשות הרבים. To illuminate the outside, the public domain, ובחינת רבים, היינו תורה דפרודה. Rabim is these called the mountains of separation. Mountains, each one is a mountain, a gaiva, each one is a mountain by himself, but they're separate. Mibkhina Zainumis. That's from the level of dissemination. So what you want, Shigam Shom, Yoir Habaya, Ugudushosu. But there too, it should shine the light of Hashem in His holiness. Shadlo Yehei Helam Behester. There should be no blockage, nothing hiding. Like it was in this, the Chashminoi, Shirotsu Hayivonim, Lashkicham Teresach. Yivonim wanted to make them forget the Torah. Ukshagabra Malchus Beis Chashminoi. And when the house of the Chashminoi, they overpowered, Tiknu Lahamshich Eira Teiro Gam B'mokam Arabim Teiro Deprudo. So they instituted to draw down the light of Teiro also in the public place in Teiro Deprudo. So that means that, what is the idea? The idea is to bring the Eira Teiro, the light of Teiro should shine everywhere, in even in places which is the Chutz, which is Rishus Arabim, which is separate from Hashem, that you should light the light of Hashem. So the Yevonim, the Greeks, they tried to extinguish that and take away that. And what is the mitzvah in the Chanukah? We were stronger, that means that we are able to bring down the light even in those areas. Hine, Shoyrish HaZayin Umis, where is the root of the seven nations, is Reisho the Esau Ba'atvu the Yitzchok. It says that Esau's head is in the lap of Yitzchok. That's the story when he came to object about the burial of Yaakov. So they cut off his head when the Yaakov was rolled, and rolled into the Yitzchok. So Mechina's Gevuris. Yitzchok Gevuris is Shem Mechina's Smer. So their level of Gevuris, which is level of Smer. Achagoyrim liyis samshochas neir chanukah b'smoil. But what causes that the neir chanukah should extend to smoil? Ha'inu b'chinas ha'mezuzah sh'b'yimin. That's when you have the mezuzah on the right. Shehi b'chinas ha'aloh. That's the level of the elevation. Shayidei aloh zu. Through this elevation, then it becomes that mashochah. And it also extends into the place of darkness in the level of Tur de Pruda. For the main matter is liyis achoyshech davke meir, that we want that the darkness should shine. We want the darkness to turn to light. Zahu Shaam Razal, this is what the sages tell us in Gemara Seitim Mtes, Almo Amai Loi Amai Komekayim. What does the world exist on? A Omen Yehish Meirabo Dagadata. When they do Dagadata, when they learn Dagadata, they say Omen Yehish Meirabo, Hashem's name, that gives the world existence. Ki Agadato B'chinas Targum Shekol HaTalmud Hubuloshin Targum. Agadata means Agadata means that means the level of translation, the level of Targum, which is Talmud, is Ilosh Targum. The Targum is Achrayim Kiddusha Kinagda. Targum is on a level of like the back of Kiddusha is known. Ukshenim Shechliyis Shmei Rabo Mevorach. And when it extends to be Shmei Rabba Mivorach, the really name blessed, V'nim Shogam B'vchinas Targum, and Eivishter's name is also being extended in level of Targum, Shuv B'vchinas Achorayim, which is level of Achorayim, Azayis Habcha Chashoy Cholon Hoyro. So then darkness is turned to light, because you bring the word Hashem, not only Lashon Kodesh, you bring the Lashem, words of Hashem, also into the Targum, you bring the word of Hashem. And that is the main existence of the world. That's give the world's existence. So, we're saying that